We're returning now to the contest for Mayo's Doyle seats. Still with me in a snowy Castlebar is Teresa O'Malley, who's head of news with Midwest Radio. Teresa, first of all, it's worth saying a couple of big changes here. Mayo goes back to being a five-seat constituency, and Michael Ring of Fine Gael, Westport's Michael Ring, long a magnet for votes, he's retiring.
And that's what makes it so difficult to predict what's going to happen, because Michael Ring, last time out, poll topper, over 16,000 votes. And we a quota in Mayo at present probably be about 12, somewhere between 12 and 12,500. So he had like almost one and a quarter there. But he, while he was a Fine Gael minister, Fine Gael councillor, he's not identified just around Fine Gael. That's the problem for anyone trying to predict where those votes are now going to go, because he was a man who was popular right across the county, and he had reach across the county. So it wasn't just his own local area of Westport. He was popular in parts of Ballina and parts of Belmullet. It really spread. And because nobody can say where exactly that vote is going, it's very difficult to say what's going to happen here in this five-seater.
There are 16 candidates, four of them from Fine Gael.
Four from Fine Gael and four independents, and then the two Fianna Fáil candidates, two Sinn Féin, Aonthu, People Before Profit, Independent Ireland and Green, one each. They're like,
so who should we be watching out for in your assessment? Because I know, as in any large constituency, geography is pretty important here. If you're from the east of the county, you'll get more votes there, the west, vice versa.
Yeah, if people vote local, then you also have three urban areas in this constituency. So Ballina, Castlebar and Westport, Castlebar and Ballina being the bigger areas. If people go out and vote local, then, you know, that's going to influence things. But who can say? Minister Alan Dillon is based in Castlebar. He probably is the safest seat, but I know you never say that because that can, you know, turn differently.
He won't be thanking you.
He won't thank me for that.
But he's the man, if people recall, his profile was built to a certain extent nationally on those Oireachtas committee hearings into RTE, where he was a kind of calm but effective questioner.
Calm and effective, and he's a minister, you know, in the present government as well. So, and I think people would have seen him working quite hard on the street, so to speak. I'm not suggesting in any way that all the other TDs are not equally working, but I mean his profile is pretty high as well. So, and he's based in Castlebar, the county town. So, you know, there's a lot going there. Now, after that, it's really kind of anyone's guess. There's possibilities that, you know, you could see an extraordinary Fine Gael result, maybe getting three seats is a possibility, with just one Fianna Fáil seat. And then you have Sinn Féin deputy here is Rose Conway Walsh. She's running with her colleague Gerry Murray on the eastern side of the county, while Rose is based in Belmullet and in North Mayo, but is well known right across Mayo. I suppose most people think she'll probably retain the seat, but nobody knows what's happening with Sinn Féin, either locally or nationally at present, how big, you know, a swing is towards or against or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that one of the factors in this election across the country? No matter where you are, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. And this constituency is, I've been asking lots of people who would know, informed people, and really nobody can tell me with any certainty what, you know, what's likely even to happen. Because you do have people like, we'll say, one of the independents there, or would be Stephen Kerr, who has been very strong online with his campaign, which we're probably not that used of in Mayo, you know, having a strong online campaign for a candidate.
Mm-hmm. If but memory serves, did he run in the local elections?
He did, and
narrowly missed out on a seat.
And came quite close in Castlebar. Now, whether that will extend out into a county, you know, backing for, he's kind of almost a one-issue campaign.
And that would be immigration.
And the concerns around resources then that have been put in around it. So, yes, to that extent. So, you know, can you be elected on a one-issue campaign? I don't know if it's that big. Housing and the cost of living seems to be, you know, a bigger priority for many, and infrastructure. But we'll have to wait and see on that. You also have Councillor Patsy O'Brien, who was a Fine Gael councillor. Now he's an independent councillor. And he topped the poll at the local elections. Again, he's running as an independent. And you have someone like Chris Maxwell of Independent Ireland, and we don't know how well that party is going to, you know, poll in these elections either. And he was a real poll topper in the local elections, but that was an area of Louisbourg where a fifth of Louisbourg voted him in. So, you know, in areas he's hugely popular, can that extend out? With the vacancy in Westport, could he get in there? But Ciara Keogh is the Fine Gael candidate that is standing in the Michael Ring area, and Michael Ring is canvassing with Ciara Keogh. But it's difficult. She ran in the local elections. She didn't, you know, she didn't get on there particularly well. So there's no indication that Michael Ring's vote will go to Ciara. But then again, Westport might say, we're going to back our candidate. And maybe right across the county, people, if Michael Ring says to them, vote Ciara Keogh, I don't know if that's the kind of mentality that the Mayo electorate have. But, you know, so that's why there's just too many ups and downs, questions we really don't know. Fianna Fáil, I'd say, you know, one seat, they have two candidates, possible for them to get two seats as well. But
yeah,
really,
but Dara Cleary, the outgoing junior minister, and who's the other candidate on
Lisa
this occasion?
Chambers.
Oh, of course, Senator Lisa Chambers running
yes.
again. She lost out here the last
time.
She
did, yes. But of course, you know, she's been very much to the fore in the media in terms of head of the Shannon, you know, all of those kind of things. So, and she ran in the European elections and took a good vote as well. You know, so I'm really not informing you. I'm only telling you what's there because I can't find anyone who can tell me with any kind of certainty how they think it's
so
going to
yet
roll.
Another constituency that's a complete conundrum for
it really
everybody
is. Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks a million, Teresa, for being with us this afternoon. That was Teresa O'Malley, who's head of news with Midwest Radio here in County Mayo, and you can see a full list of candidates on the elections page of the RTE website.